Today we're going to be talking about Samson, a colorful person in the Bible, and he's a person that we've always looked at as a person. The Bible talks about his great feats of strength. What a powerful person he was in defeating many of the enemies of Israel in his day. And in Judges 13, beginning at verse number 1, I want to read. The Bible says, "And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines." So those few verses there tell us about this man and woman up in age, no children. And the angel of the Lord appears to them, or at least to her, and announces that she's going to have a child. And this child is going to be a special child. He's going to be dedicated to the Lord. He's going to be known as a Nazarite. And Samuel was a Nazarite. John the Baptist was a Nazarite. But Jesus was not a Nazarite. He was a Nazarene. A Nazarite was a person that was not allowed to eat anything from a vineyard. He couldn't eat grapes, raisins, or have wine. They could not eat any unclean things according to Jewish law. They couldn't touch a dead body or carcass. That was against the law. Would defile them. And yet, the man we're talking about today did all of those things that God told him not to do. But you know what? God still used him. Even though he had disobeyed the Lord at times in his life, God was still able to use him. We're going to talk about that some today. As he was going to judge, he was the 14th judge of Israel. I think there was somewhere around 17 or more judges. He was the 14th one. And as I said, he was not to eat certain foods as the law had commanded, and abstain from anything from the grapevines, and not touch any carcass or dead bodies. He would judge Israel for 20 years, though. And this was the time when Israel didn't have a king. The people mainly did as they pleased back in those days. And as we see in the open verse there, it normally led to sin. What would it be like today if we didn't have a speed limit on the highway out there? Yeah. If we didn't have certain laws today, we would have a time in our land. And it's bad enough as it is, isn't it? And that's about the way it was back in these days of the judges. And the people of Israel just were not faithful in serving the Lord. Samson had the greatest opportunity, I suspect, of any person in the Bible to be a great witness for the Lord. He just had a super opportunity and blew it. He blew it. Still, he's listed in the faith chapter back in Hebrews chapter 11. Let me read you several verses from Hebrews chapter 11. Although he had a life that was unfaithful to the Lord. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Remember, lions was one of the animals that Samson took him by the mouth and killed him. Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword out of weakness, were made strong, waxed violent in fight, turned to flight the armies of aliens. Hebrews 11, 32 through 34. So Samson is mentioned in the heroes of faith by some because of examples of faith that he exhibited in his life, even though he had many flaws in his life. Think of what a witness he could have had for God and how God could have used him if he had been obedient to the Lord and faithful as a Nazarite, dedicated to the Lord. Now, he began to free Israel from the Philistines' oppression. You got to remember, at this time in their history, the Philistines were more or less over the Israelite people. And the Israelite people were being oppressed. Sometimes these Philistines would come down and get all their crops and leave the Israelite people without. And the reason for this was because the Israelite people were not serving God. They were disobeying God, and God was letting them be chastised by their enemies. But after so long of being chastised and their life was miserable, they would cry out to the Lord, and the Lord would have pity on them, and he'd raise up a judge. And in this case, the judge would be Samson. And he was going to be a person of unusual strength and power when the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him. And as I was talking about the limits that Samson had in his life, not eating anything from the grapevine or touching dead bodies and abstaining from certain foods, there was one other thing that he was not to do. He was not to cut his hair. But in the New Testament, it says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. Why would God tell Samson not to cut his hair? Sometimes God lets us bear shame to glorify him. And in this case, he wouldn't cut his hair. He was not to cut his hair to obey God and to serve God. Now, it's sad to think what might have been if Samson would have obeyed the Lord fully, like he should have. You know, that might be true of me and you. What the Lord might have accomplished in my life if I'd obeyed him like I should have when I was much younger. Think what the Lord could have done maybe in your life if to begin with in your life you had fully sought the Lord. And Samson is just like us, isn't he? He failed to fully serve the Lord like he should have served the Lord. Samson had an opportunity like no other person in the Bible to do great feats for the Lord. On one occasion, he killed 30 men for their clothes to pay off a bet he made. He went and killed 30 men. You know, he was taking him a wife. And he presented a riddle out of the lion that he had killed. He had got some honey later. And he used that to make up a riddle. And he presented that at the wedding feast for them to figure out. He would give them, they would give him 30 changes of clothes. And if they figured it out, he'd have to give them 30. Well, the Philistines began, she began to ask Samson, what's that riddle? What is it? And he wouldn't tell. She began to cry. And the Philistines told her, if he don't tell you, we're going to kill you and your father. So finally, Samson told her the riddle. And that meant Samson had to come up with 30 suits of clothes for those 30 men. So what does Samson do? He goes and he kills 30 Philistines. Yeah. And that created another problem. And when you do wrong, folks, it creates more problems. It creates more problems. When his wife was given to another man later, he caught 30 foxes, tied their tails in together, or two at a time, took two foxes, tied their tails together. Out of the 300, he had 1,500 150 pairs, and set their tails afar, poor foxes. And they went running through all the crops and the vineyards and the olive orchards and burn up all the Philistines' crops. That created another problem for Samson. And when the Philistines came to kill him, he took the jawbone of a donkey and killed 1,000 of them. Think about one man killing 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. That's not a very big item or club. But mighty Samson slayed him. On another occasion, he spent part of the night with a prostitute. And the Philistines, they were going to kill him in the morning when he left her house. They'd be waiting for him. But old Samson got up in the middle of the night. And the Bible says he took the gates of the city, pulled them up, both posts up, and he went from Gaza with those gates to a hill outside of Hebron, a distance. Listen to this now, folks. He pulled these gates up in their posts, put them on his shoulders, went from Gaza to Hebron, a distance of 40 miles. 40 miles with the city's gates. But you know what? It's estimated that the doors of the gate weighed 4 to 5 tons. I looked it up. One man, 4 to 5 tons, those gates and posts weighed, and he took them 40 miles. It'd wear us out to walk 40 miles, wouldn't it? Think about it. Samson had the power of God on him, folks. That was no natural man's doing. You know, a feat like that ought to woke up Samson, hadn't he, brother? That God is using me. Oh, it ought to excited him. God is using me. I'm doing great. God has let me do great things. But he stayed in that same rut. Samson had a weakness for cheap women. I see that in people today. It's everywhere today. We got so many people today won't even get married. Why? The women will live with you without it. They'll furnish you a car. And some of them won't even work. And the women support them. I don't know what happened to the women, folks. Girls take up with cheap men, and men with cheap girls. I see so many young women running around with tattooed men who won't hold a job. Do you know it's? You know the Bible says you're not supposed to put no tattoos on your body or cut your body. That's in the book. And some people, they got them all over. They even got it on their privates. Our bodies are sacred. Makes no difference who you are. Saved or unsaved. Your body was made by God. And you were made in the image of God. And everywhere you look now, you got tattoo parlors and people trotting to them. And you know what? A lot of the people trotting to them don't have money, but they got money to get a tattoo. Many of them can't pay their bills. Their life is miserable. They can't understand, why can't I get ahead? Why is this happening to me? Hey, if we straighten up, God will bless us. The things that happened to Samson is because he lived a carnal, worldly life. His gifts and his abilities in an unwisely manner for his own self-glory. You know, our talents and gifts are given to us to honor God. And when we use our talents and our gifts in the wrong manner, it displeases God. Samson's great strength did not make up for his weaknesses. Samson did not accomplish what God wanted him to do. He was supposed to eradicate the Philistines, but he didn't. He was not the witness for God he should have and could have been. Folks, we need to think about that. Am I being the witness for God that I could be? Samson's not the only failure, you know. Remember Lot? Same way. Remember Delilah? He allowed her also to know a secret. Another one of the cheap women. And he always went after the women that were of his enemies. You know, that makes it even more difficult to understand. God had told the Israelite, don't you marry these other women. And the reason for that was God didn't want them to be involved with those heathen and pagan people's gods, because God knew the weakness of the flesh. And that's why he wanted to separate his people. But Samson saw this girl. I want you to go get her for me, Daddy. Then here he is. He's older now. He's going to get tied up with Delilah. He's going to meet his match. More than his match. You know, he might have had physical strength that was no other person ever had. But a little old woman, she outdone him. She outdone him. Twice he gave women that he courted secrets that he was not supposed to give out. Remember when Obama was our president? I'm glad I used it that way, when he was. He would tell the world on television, tell our enemies where he was going to send the soldiers, how many he was going to send, how long they were going to be there, and when they would be leaving. Obama also seemed to lack something upstairs. Sometimes you got to keep a secret. You can't tell everything you know sometime. And poor old Samson, when he got around those women, they could just pick it out of him. They could just pick it out of him. Things he shouldn't have told them. Things he shouldn't have told them. Because Samson loved godless, selfish, greedy woman, she made his life miserable. Before his death, he was mocked. He was made to grind the grain of his enemies. Imagine going in circles, round and around and around, grinding the grain of your enemies, blind as a bat. Why? He told a secret he wasn't supposed to tell to the wrong person. Samson had to endure it all with his eyes gouged out. Wonder how many regrets he had. Do you have any regrets? I do. We can look back, but it won't help, does it? Thank God I was wise enough one day to make a change, though. Amen? Think about the people that's departed unsaved, the regrets they have. Because they review in their minds over and over the times they could have heard this. They could have went to church. They could have been saved. That'll haunt them for eternity. Regrets. 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 One day in a large coliseum, the Philistines had all gathered together to praise their God. And so they brought Samson out. They wanted to see this one that had destroyed so many of their people. They brought him out. They began to mock him. Oh, they began to belittle him and make fun of him. His hair had been cut and he was weak. He was helpless. But those ignorant Philistines overlooked something. God didn't stop working in the man's life. You know, we can get out of the will of God, and God don't stop working. Amen? I can wander away, but God don't stop working. Is that song, recent years? He's still working on me. God was still working with old Samson with his eyes plucked out. A prisoner, helpless, a slave, a servant. God was still working. Oh, I just love. This is the kind of God I'm serving today. A God that understands I may wander. But remember, I still belong to him. And Samson still belonged to God. Amen? Isn't it wonderful to have a God like that to serve? That when I fail, he doesn't fail. He doesn't give up. Amen? Praise God for such a God. So at that Colosseum, packed with thousands of spectators, worshiping their God, praising their God. They had subdued Samson that had destroyed so many of their people. Israel's God has been defeated. Oh, listen. As the crowd cheered and taunted, Samson asked the person that was there with him to control him. He said, let me lean on this post. And an ignorant person led him to where the post was at. And for the second time in his life, we have recorded, Samson prayed. Amen. He prayed. This is the second time. The first time was when he had killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. And he, when he got through, he was about, we would say it out in the country, he was parched to death for some water. Amen. And he prayed to the Lord, you're going to let me die? I'm thirsty. And God provided water for him. But now, we have his second prayer. Yes, with all his flaws, all his failures, all his shortcomings, Samson, with his eyes plucked out, a prisoner, he calls on God again. He calls on God again. No matter where you at today, persons, you listening today, no matter where you're at in life, no matter what your circumstances, you can call on God. You can call on God as a child of God. Praise God. The Bible says in Judges 16, beginning at verse 28, and Samson called unto the Lord and said, oh, Lord God, can't you just hear him? Remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me. I pray thee only this once, just one more time. I want you to strengthen me. He's praying. Oh God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Still that selfish man, brother. Amen? Still just thinking about himself, what Samson wanted, folks. Don't miss this point. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it bore up, of the one with his right hand and of the other with his left. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he bowed himself with all his might. Well, a man that can tote 4 or 5 tons, he had the power of a Kubota. Amen? Amen, Brother Chavis. I love it, son. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the Lord's. That's the big shots. Amen? And upon all the people that were therein, so that the death which he slew at his death was more than they which he slew in his life. Boy, he killed a bunch of them rascals. But you know, he committed suicide himself. He killed himself. Thousands of people died as the Colosseum came crashing down, killing all within it, including Samson and Delilah. She got it too. Samson may have been around 40 years of age, young man, when he died after serving as a judge of Israel for 20 years. Samson's death was unlike our Lord Jesus Christ's death. Samson stretched out his arms to kill as many as he could. Jesus Christ, our Lord, stretched out his arms to save as many as he could. Samson wanted vengeance. Jesus Christ wanted salvation. When Samson died, God turned his failures and defeats into victory. God still uses a person of faith in spite of their weaknesses. Because we're all of us, every one of us, are children growing in the Lord. We've none reached perfection, so God has to work with us while we're growing. Amen? Amen? And so with all of his failures, his shortcomings, his selfishness, God still worked in his life. God will work in your life, my life. But we need to take inventory and see how we are. What kind of person am I? What kind of a Christian am I? Where am I at as a Christian? Am I studying my Bible every day? Am I praying? Is my prayers further than for me, me, me? Do they expand out? Do we see others and care? What are we doing as Christians? What are you doing as a Christian? Are you witnessing? The story of Samson teaches us that it's never too late to start over. Never too late to start over. No matter how much or how bad we may have failed in the past, today it's not too late for us to put our complete trust in God and serve Him with all of our hearts. Samson is known as the strongest man in the Bible. No doubt. But he was probably one of the weakest in the Bible. Weak faith. Lived a life using the talents God gave him for his selfish purposes. And we shouldn't do that. We may not have the strength of a Samson, but God has given us talents, abilities, and opportunities to serve Him. Thank y'all. I suppose about everyone in this church is participating in some way in what we do out here. That's good, isn't it? Some more than others. Some of us have got too old to do anything. But just about all of us, maybe all of us, are involved in some manner, expressing our faith. God made us for the purpose for which He wants us. You're like you are because that's the way God wants you, where He can use you with your talents, your abilities, and your opportunities. Are you serving God with all of your heart? Are you trusting and obeying? Today is a good time to give your life completely to Him, because He wants to use you. He wants to bless you. Just think, God had to really bless Samson when his eyes was plucked out. We shouldn't have to go that far, had we? All because he couldn't keep a secret. All because he was with the wrong type of women. Let us be careful, church, what you tell somebody that don't need to be told. There's some things you better choke on it before you tell it to some people. Because when it's told many times, it isn't told exactly like it was. May God challenge us to be strong Christians. Be strong in the Lord. And go forth carrying the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And loving God, thank you for letting us stand here today and share the good word of God, Lord, about one of your faith children, Samson. May we glean from his life and see the arrows he made to keep us from making the same ones. May we also understand that no matter where I'm at in life, as your child, you're still working with me. You've not forsaken me. And that any time I cry out to you, your ears open to hear me. Bless, I pray, and thank you, Lord, in our Savior's name. Amen.